This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, September 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Study, no ag trucker shortage. Air District delays port rule and Vilsack warns of shutdown's impact. Study, ag is not short on truckers. A new UC Berkeley study has found no shortage of potential truckers and no negative impacts from California's controversial AB 5 law on independent contractors. The researchers instead pointed to a retention problem in the long-haul segment, which led to high costs for shippers in 2021. Employers struggled to rehire truckers after pandemic-induced layoffs. After surveying drivers, shippers, and industry associations, the researchers offered a few policy recommendations. The state could put more money to local training programs, consider raising the speed limit for trucks, and add more rest areas. Several state agencies commissioned the report from the UC Berkeley Labor Center. The study is the first in nearly 30 years to examine the trucking workforce. SoCal Air District delays port rule. The Air District overseeing the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach has delayed a controversial emissions rule. Ag groups have raised alarms over the proposal, fearing it would cap the number of shipments going through the ports. According to the Ag Council, staff have recognized the complexity of the issue in the wake of multiple groups raising concerns about the concept of a volume cap. The district has extended the timeline on the proposed rule and delayed a vote until the second quarter of next year. The revised schedule also pushes back the release date for the draft regulatory language to be later this year. Nutrien CEO, fertilizer prices stabilizing in the U.S. Fertilizer prices may yet experience more volatility in Europe and South America, but the situation mostly stabilized in the U.S. and fall application should be relatively normal, according to Ken Seitz. He's president and CEO of Nutrien, a major producer of potash, nitrogen, and phosphate products. Demand, especially in places like Brazil, surged in 2022 after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Fertilizer prices spiked globally, Seitz said yesterday at the AgriPulse Outlook Forum in Kansas City. The growers of the world really stepped into the market and secured supplies, which ran prices up, he said. But then prices plummeted after farmers cut down on applications. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Vilsack says budget talks impact farm bill implementation. While much of the discussion this week focuses on an impending government shutdown, Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack says the challenge for his staff at USDA is to provide the technical assistance needed to lawmakers as they craft a farm bill. Vilsack said yesterday at a White House press briefing, quote, "It's important for them to understand the importance of using all the tools that would be available for all the challenges that they face." The House is debating an appropriations bill this week that could make deep cuts in USDA for the fiscal year that starts on Sunday. When you undercut and underfund the budget, as some are proposing, cutting it by as much as, in some cases, 20% to 30%, you undermine the ability of any farm bill, regardless of whether it passed or not, to be implemented, Vilsack said. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Chile Trade Mission. Delegation gets up to speed on local market. AgriPulse's Spencer Chase is reporting from Chile this week on a USDA-led trade mission. Day one of the mission was loaded with information and experiences that gave the delegation a good idea of what kind of market Chile can be for U.S. ag products. The day started with a tour of two Chilean grocery stores, Lider, a Chilean version of Walmart, and Jumbo, a high-end retailer. Bears a strong resemblance to many American food retailers in their layout and products. The stores featured several displays of American products, including a cooking demonstration of flank steak from California-based Brant Beef. Later yesterday, the delegation got briefed by USDA and State Department personnel in Santiago. The consistent theme? Well, Chile is a market with the potential for growth in U.S. exports despite its proximity to agriculture powerhouses such as Brazil and Argentina. Now, take note, the trip comes as the U.S. and Chile are celebrating 200 years of diplomatic relations and 20 years of a free trade agreement between the two countries. Coming up today, the Espacio Trade Show, one of the largest shows in Latin America. U.S. businesses and export promotion organizations and the delegation will be working the show and looking for new buyers. USDA Trade Undersecretary Alexis Taylor, the official delegation lead, will take part in an opening of the show's American Pavilion into the afternoon. Well, here's today's He Said It. What we've proven is there's more capacity recharging our underground storage. That Assemblymember Kevin McCarthy of Sacramento on arguments that the state has not built more above-ground storage in decades and is not capturing enough water. McCarthy spoke at a press conference yesterday, celebrating $55 million in state investments for various local projects. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, September 26th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.